And now we'll have a little bit of singing from up north in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. Please welcome 18-year-old baritone John Brancy. John, I really think this song is perfect for a strapping young man like yourself. While I head back to the piano, why don't you tell everybody what you're going to sing and maybe a little bit about the song.
All right. Well, I'll be singing Youth and Love from the Songs of Travel Cycle by Rafe Vaughan Williams. And I think it's a bit about travel and leaving a comfort place. I mean, I've experienced a little bit of it in my short life. And I think the journey is really taking forth, like really starting with me going to college next year. And the song really portrays a lot of my own life. So
looking back and looking forward.
Yes, exactly.
So we're looking forward to this. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Singing for us Rafe Vaughan Williams' Youth and Love, we heard baritone John Brancy, 18 years old, from Mullica Hill, New Jersey. Just a beautiful, beautiful voice you have.
Thank you.
Just gorgeous. And
thank you.
And John, I really liked how you became the young man in the song, but apparently you love creating characters in general.
Yeah.
What sorts of things do you do?
Well, I've been in musicals for the past, I think, 5 years through middle school and high school, and I also do a lot of filmmaking and acting, and I find acting to be a huge portion of my art form. I'm not just a voice, I'm not just a body up on stage. I really think that emotion is a huge part to every piece I perform and every bit of art I indulge myself in.
So you love to act, and you've grown up doing a lot of musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the classical world appeal to you so much?
In popular music, and not so much Broadway, but popular music, you can either be happy or you can be sad in the song. Whereas in classical music, you can be happy, but with this melancholy sort of feel to it. So it's
a sense of inner conflict to a lot of the operatic characters.
Exactly.
Certainly.
Yeah. There's a real
a maelstrom
of
emotion.
Huge.
Having just seen Pirates of the Caribbean, I know about maelstroms.
Oh.
And now you've done some choral singing, I understand.
Yes.
Enjoy that.
I've been singing in choir since I was since fifth grade, and since I was a little boy soprano, and my voice dropped actually in seventh grade, which is sort of a little rare.
Nice.
But my choir in high school is the Clearview Regional Vocal Ensemble, and we've been to ACDA conventions in L.A. and in New York, and it's a wonderful ensemble to perform in. I've learned so much from them.
And the chorus actually toured the promised land for opera, Italy.
Yeah,
did you go in Italy?
We went from Milan up down to Rome, and we visited Venice in between Florence. We performed liturgies, and I actually in Milan, in La Casa Verdi, I got to perform a solo recital for a lot of retired opera singers.
Was that intimidating? Yeah. I mean, singing Italian for Italians.
Thank you. Yes, it was, because I was singing Italian for Italians.
Yeah.
So, it was the first time too, so I was a little scared. But
they embraced you. And
Oh yeah,
nice.
They loved it. Yep.
Fantastic. I understand on that particular trip you learned that opera is not the only national obsession in Italy.
Oh no! I was there during the semifinals for the World Cup, and it was out of this world. We took a trip. It was about 45 minutes outside of Rome. And we were just having a little liturgy for this little local church, and then we had dinner, and the game had started, and my friend had this dumb idea of wearing a German jersey the night of the game, and the people were just like, what are you doing? Come on, come on. No.
Talking with their hands and everything,
Of course. Throwing spaghetti at him. No, I'm just kidding.
He survived? He actually survived?
He survived.
That's good.
And so the game is still going on, and we were on the bus ride home, and the game ended on the bus. Italy won, and as we entered the city, chaos.
Yeah.
Looking out the sides of the windows, there's flags waving, and there's bonfires in the middle of the street, and the bus is shaking, and we're screaming, and my choral director's like, no, you're not allowed to leave the bus. No.
Don't leave the bus.
Don't go out the windows. No. And it was
very exciting time.
Oh yeah.
You've got an exciting time coming up. You're going to study next year at the Juilliard School. You've said that your audition was actually one of the most inspiring moments of your life so far. Usually they're petrifying experiences.
Well, I was definitely nervous in the first part of it, but once I got there and got in just right into the room, I just felt this wonderful welcoming, and it was 14 voice panelists there. And I think it's almost as their whole faculty. And where I've had my other auditions, it was only a few people, but they were just sing all your pieces, just sing them. We're not here to critique you, really. It's just we just want to hear good singing. That's pretty much what I got from it, and it was just so welcoming, and I could just delve into every emotion in every single piece. But it was definitely one of my most inspiring things in my young career.
I'm sure you made their day as well.
I hope so.
Quite sure you'll thrive at Juilliard, and it was a great honor to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks John. Thank you. John Brancy, 18 years old, from Mullica Hill, New Jersey.